Hello, and welcome to another episode of Men Ain't Shit, the podcast where your host, Karen Siu, me, talks about how men ain't shit. So, I don't really know what to talk about this week. Well, I guess in the news recently, I think you guys heard, you know, Prince William, he ain't shit. Apparently, he's been cheating on Kate Middleton, which sucks, with, like, her best friend. Because they literally have 3 kids together, and Kate Middleton is literally a goddess. She is, like, the most beautiful woman in the world. She's so beautiful. And, you know, Prince William's not the hottest looking. He's got, you know, the whole baldness or whatever. And, like, I just don't understand that. Like, maybe they are unhappy or whatever, that's fine, but you don't have to resort to cheating. Like I said in my previous episode, that's like the worst thing you could ever do to someone, and I think it's very cowardly. Like, you could handle that in a much way more mature way, you know? I'm kind of rambling, I don't really know what to talk about, I'm so sorry. If you have any topics that you want me to talk about, please let me know. You can always reach this podcast at Men Ain't Shit Pod on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. You can always let me know if you have any fun topics you want me to talk about. But I kind of also wanted to rant a little bit about, like, romantic relationships at work, I guess. So, this kind of happened when I was still in a relationship. So I just, like, recently got promoted. I used to be just a host at where I work at Disneyland at a restaurant. It's called Blue Bayou. But now I'm a busser. And while I just started busing, like, a few months ago, so, you know, when I was hosting, I kind of kept to just my hosty friends, and now I'm starting to make friends that are bussers. So there is this one coworker. We were working together because there's different sections you can have. You can be in the kitchen taking out the food, or you can be at a station, and that's like where you clean tables and stuff. So I was in the kitchen with this one guy, and we were talking, and he seemed really cool, you know, friendly, you know, just getting to know each other, like, hey, like, how was your weekend, blah, 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 like, just, like, not even, I wasn't even trying to get at anything, but then he started, like, kind of low-key hitting on me, and he was, like, we were just talking, and it was fun, it was great, we were talking about, like, drinking and going out to bars, which I don't really do, and I told him that, like, I'm really lightweight, like, half a beer gets me drunk, like, I'm lightweight as fuck. So he was talking, like, oh, we should go out to, like, the bars in Fullerton or the clubs or whatever, like, hit me up, like, what's your Instagram? So I was like, oh, that's weird, but okay, I'll give you my Instagram. So I give him my Instagram, and at the time I was in a relationship, so my profile picture was me and my boyfriend, and then once he saw that, he, like, completely stopped talking to me. Like, he just, like, he just fucking, like, stopped. Like, he just, yeah, like, I thought we were, like, being friendly and being nice and, like, stuff, but he just completely stopped talking to me. I was like, oh, okay, wow, man ain't shit, that's really fucked up. Like, the only, like, you can still be cordial with me, you know, and still make conversation. Just because I was in a relationship doesn't mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's all in one. Like, once they find out you're in a relationship, they stop being nice to you, which I think is really fucked up. Like, that's really shitty. And the funny thing is I still get hosting shifts, so I still host. So there was a new host, and I was talking to her, and this coworker that I'm talking about, he walks by, and she was like, do you want to know something crazy? I was like, yeah, sure. And she's like, that guy, like, hit on me. And I was just like, what? He literally did the same thing to me, so I'm pretty sure he does it to everyone. What the heck? That's crazy. But she was telling me, like, yeah, he was talking about, like, going out drinking and going out to bars, and he literally did the same to me. But, like, she was telling him, like, oh yeah, like, I'm married and I have a kid. And she was just like, this is weird, like, he knows that and he's still trying to, like, flirt with me or whatever. And I was just like, oh, this guy sucks. And then also kind of recently, I know he's going to listen to this podcast, but I was talking to this guy and I told him, I just got a relationship. I'm not ready for anything. Like, we can just hang out as friends. Like, I don't want to date you. We went to go see Endgame this weekend, which, oh my God, is fucking amazing. If you haven't seen it, I cried like 50 million times. Like, literally after I got out of theater, all my eye makeup was gone. It was completely missing. Like, it was gone. Like, so fucking good. I want to go see it again like 50,000 other times. But yeah. So good, I really recommend go seeing it. Anyways, we went to go see Endgame, and like I said, like, leading up to this, we've hung out as friends. We haven't done, like, anything, and I've been very clear. I don't think I've led him on or anything. I've been very clear that I just want to be friends and I don't want to date him, you know? And like we've hung out, I think like 2 times before that, and like I said, it was very platonic, no hand-holding, no nothing, literally nothing, right? Not even like nothing. So we went to go see Endgame, and obviously I was sobbing, crying because I cry on everything, and the movie was really fucking sad. So I was crying, and he was trying to like console me, because I don't know. He was just like, "Oh, it's okay, it's fine." Like, yeah, I know it's fucking fine. It's a fucking movie. It's not real. Like, calm the fuck down. I don't need you to console me. That's like, I don't know. It's not like my fucking best friend died or something. You know, it's like it's a movie. They're fake characters. I understand that it's not real, but like, it's sad, so I'm crying, you know? So then he tries to put his arm around me, and I was just like, oh, hell no! Like, no, we are not doing this. So I like swerved. I was like, oh, no. So I was like, no, leave me alone. And then it got so awkward. I was like, I think it was towards like near the middle-ish of the movie when that happened. And like, you know me, I was like, whatever, I don't fucking care. I was just enjoying the movie. Like, I was just focused on the movie, but I could tell, because he saw it before me or whatever. But I could tell it was awkward. Because, like, before that, he was also, like, leaning towards me, like, I don't know, like, on his armrest. And I was just, like, leaning back. Like, I really did not want to. Like, I didn't even want my elbow to touch him. But yeah, I thought I was being very clear. Yeah, so he tries to put his arm around me, and I'm just like, no, dude, no. Like, I thought we were just friends. So yeah, that happened, and then it got really awkward, and we were gonna go get lunch after or whatever, but I was just like not down. I was just like, oh, I was really full on the popcorn, can you just drop me off home? And he was like, okay. And it was really weird, and then we just kind of stopped talking. He texted me, but I kind of did not reply, because like I made it very, very clear that I did not want anything more than just to be friends. And I don't know, maybe he thought, oh, if we hang out more, it would change my mind. I don't know. It's stupid. I don't know. I don't think I let him on or anything. I just was very clear with my feelings and that I was not ready to date anytime soon, you know? So I just wanted to be friends and you know, just have fun, get my mind off things, you know? And no hard feelings to this guy. Like, he's super sweet and super nice. We just want really different things. So, yeah. Sorry, I didn't say this over text or whatever. I know he's probably listening to this. But yeah, you're really cool, but just we want different things and I don't think it's working. Ugh. And we only knew each other for like 2 weeks and he was like already kind of like in love with me, so kind of a red flag. Ugh. Yeah. Anyways, I also wanted to mention something interesting that we talked about in my gender and communication class. So, in class last week, the chapter we're learning is about like gender violence and like sexual assault and things like that. So last week in class, our teacher showed us a video, and it's a pretty viral video. I'm pretty sure you guys most likely have seen it before. It was a video of this woman. She was walking the streets of New York. It was like a video of like footage of like 10 hours, I think it was something like that. So just her like walking in the streets of New York, not giving like any reactions to anything. So it was just basically a bunch of men catcalling her, you know, and like saying inappropriate things like, "Hey, how you doing? Like, give me a smile. Like, someone's complimenting you. Why don't you want a fucking smile?" You know, things like that, like really disgusting things. And I think that the big impact of the video was not like what the things they were saying, because some of them weren't that bad. It's just the frequency of it. Like, it was like 10 hours of it, but like it would happen like pretty often to her. Like, and like there was this one part of the video where this guy was just following her for like 20 minutes, not saying anything, just following her straight up, you know? How creepy is that? That fucking sucks. Like, I don't understand why men think that's okay to do, you know? Like, I don't understand why you just like, hey, pretty lady, like on the street, and they're just gonna be like, oh my God, yeah, I love you. Thanks for that. Let's get in my pants. You know, like, that's so stupid. Like, what do you think is gonna be the outcome of that? You're just gonna make women uncomfortable, you know? So, one time at work, this is when I was still training to be a busser, there was this one table in my section, and I was like trying to clear the plates, like pre-bus, so I don't have, it's not like too crazy for me when I have to clean the entire table. So I was just trying to take their empty plates away. And then this guy sitting at one of the tables, and I thought he was with his girlfriend. It was just two of them. It was a guy and a girl. I thought it was his girlfriend. But when I'm trying to take his plate, and he's just like, looks at me, and he's like, "You look like really nice. Like, you look really put together. Like, if you were a guy, I would say you're handsome, but you're not. So I don't know what to say." And I'm just like, thank you. Like, I was just so uncomfortable. I didn't know what to say. I was like, okay, thanks, bye. I don't know. And then, so I also used to work at a bar, over at Disney California Adventure, if you guys know. It used to be called Cove Bar. So I used to deal with a lot of catcalling from, like, drunk guests, and it was not the most fun. One time I was taking down names and, like, party sizes and stuff like that or whatever, and we have, like, an iPad and we do it that way, and there's just one guy, he's just, like, he was, like, really old, and it was really creepy because he was, like, with his wife, I guess, and he comes up to me and he's like, "You're very cute." And it's not creepy for me to say that because I'm with my wife. And I'm like, it's even creepier because you're with your wife. I didn't say that to him, like, into his face, but I was just like, thanks. Like, it was so uncomfortable. Like, even his wife looked uncomfortable. And I was just like, okay, like, he was older. Like, maybe he was, like, in his 60s, maybe. Like, he was an older guy, you know? Like, he was weird. And then another time, this little boy comes up to me, and he like, points to the ground. He's like, "Oh, you dropped something." And I look around, there's, like, nothing on the floor. So I'm like, "What?" And he's just like, "Oh, my dad's phone number." And I'm like, "Oh!" And his dad is, like, standing, like, 5 feet away, and he, like, waves at me, and I'm like, "No, thanks." So I leave, and I go into the restaurant, because that's so uncomfortable. Like, it was kind of funny, but also, like, no. Like, it was just weird. Like, why are you making your kid, like, come pick me up? Like, what? That's fucking weird. You're making your kid do this? Like, yikes. Yeah, I haven't had, like, any too crazy experiences, I guess. Most of them are just kind of funny, and I, like, laugh them off. But it is a real issue. It happens a lot, and quite frequently. Like, even at Disneyland, where the workers don't wear very promiscuous clothes, like, all of our costumes are, like, very covered. We don't show a lot of skin, you know? Like, my costume when I was working at Cove Bar was, like, long pants, like, a vest, like, the ugliest vest in the world, and, like, this, like, white, like, collared shirt. Like, it was literally the most ugly thing ever, and, like, they don't show your curves or anything. And even at Blue Bayou, like, I wear, like, a long skirt. I look like a nun. I look like I'm Amish. So it's not like I'm trying to attract this attention, you know, which really sucks, which is also a thing, like, victim blaming, you know, like saying, "Oh, you're asking for it because you're wearing these promiscuous clothes," or things like that. And I hate that, like, the whole rape culture of, like, a lot of, like, college campuses and stuff. Like, it happens, like, pretty frequently, and it's, like, a really big issue. And even just, like, making jokes about rape or whatever, like, it's just such a common thing now. Like, it's kind of really sad to me that it's just like, oh, it's something that just happens and there's nothing you can do about it. But there is things you can do about it, you know? Like, we had this whole discussion in my class, but it's just like, you know, it's just saying something, you know, that can make such a big difference. Like, even, you know, guys standing up from other guys, like, "Hey, that's not okay, she said no," or whatever, like, "Leave her alone," you know? Like, it doesn't just have to be a girl issue. I feel like it's an everyone issue. Everyone can do something to try to fix this, because it is a really big issue, and it has to be addressed. I don't know how I got on this big tangent. I'm so sorry. But yeah, just don't catcall. It's not cool. It's not fun. It's not flattering. It just sucks. So don't do it. It just makes everyone uncomfortable, and it's just stupid. So, you know, just don't. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Men Ain't Shit. I'm sorry, it's kind of all over the place. I did not know what to talk about this week, and also it was late, so sorry about that, too. But yeah, follow Men Ain't Shit Pod on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and let me know again if you have any topics that you want me to talk about. Yeah, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.